Who is really excited today? I don't know what it is. The air just smells fresher. The bird songs, they're prettier. I don't know. Something in the air today. Something's different. Bear with me for just a moment as I express my thankfulness to God for the results of this election and my hopefulness for the next 4 years of America's future. If you are not a big fan of Donald Trump, I think most of the Donald Trump supporters would say, we get it, we understand. He can be a little bit abrasive, but just bear with me for a moment as I say that I'm excited about the direction our country is now headed. And for those who are in opposition to Donald Trump or the Republican Party in general, I would just say as a Christian, for us, it's not so much about a commitment to a party. It's about a commitment to ideals and political positions. I, for one, grew up in Pennsylvania. If you grew up in Pennsylvania, that means you started out life as a Democrat. That's what, you know, that's what our newspapers told us to be. So that's what we were. I started out life as a Democrat. I was a Democrat, I thought, for many, many years until someone sat down and said, Arlen, you're a Christian. Look at the differences of what these two different parties are campaigning on. First of all, I would just say, you know, going back to that time and to the present day, that the Republican Party was first and foremost about smaller government. At least, you know, for this phase, there's been changes in the parties. They've changed over the years. The two major parties, they don't look the same as they used to. But currently, the Republican Party in general, they're all about smaller government. And put an equal sign on that, and here's what it is: more freedom for the American people. And Republicans are generally about deregulation. That word is so precious to me. I love that word because deregulation is the removal of over-regulation. And I am constantly complaining, you know this, complaining in a righteous kind of way, through righteous indignation, that we aren't the same kind of free in America as we used to be. We are regulated to death. You have to ask the government's permission for everything you want to do. If you want to, you know, I've shared this with you before. If you want to build your shed in the backyard, you got to go pay for a permit. You got to get the government's permission so that you can build that shed. And they need to know exactly how you're going to build it and exactly how you're going to use it so that they can decide how much to charge you and whether or not to say yes or no. And so many other areas in life, we're so regulated. And it is currently the Democrat position to continue to regulate and regulate even more to gain more power for the government. It is the Republican position currently to deregulate, to loosen and get rid of some of those regulations. So I'm thrilled about that. And then you have the economy aspect of the two parties. And if you just even use half your brain to figure out what the Democrats do as opposed to the Republicans, you can see that the Republicans are all about less taxes, more of your money coming to you so that you can do what you want with it. Less regulations and tax demands on businesses so that they can spend less on products and thereby charge us less for those products. And it is the thought that when you leave more money out there among the American people, that the economy is going to be healthier. To that we say, duh, yes, of course. Whereas the Democratic position would be to say, well, just give all of your money, or at least as much as we can get out of you right now without causing a revolt, give as much of it to us as possible, and then we'll redistribute it. You know, you hear that terminology all the time, redistribution of wealth. Those are big ones for me. Here's the biggest one as a Christian. It is the moral issues. And the Republican Party, or at least the candidates, candidate Donald Trump, now the 47th president of the United States, his platform very much aligns with Judeo-Christian values. And so for me, that's everything. Even if the economic principles were bad, I would vote for the moral issues. I would go with the candidate that's going to take a stand on good, healthy biblical values or values that are more closely aligned to biblical values. So these are things that are important to me. And to circle back to my comment, my statement to those that are maybe really not as happy as you and I are today, and the air doesn't smell fresher, it's staler to them. And the bird songs, they're not prettier, they're more annoying, and life just in general is quite a bit gloomier. For folks like that, I would just say this, just be patient and just wait it out. And regardless of what you think is going to happen over the next 4 years, just patiently and kindly wait it out and see what happens. Just give it some time and see if your financial situation doesn't get better. See if regulation isn't less overbearing in your life. See if your life doesn't just genuinely improve over the next 4 years. And if you're a Christian, I would say, well, you definitely should be paying attention to the morals of our country and how things go there. And I think this was at least should have been a big wake-up call for those on the far left over the last couple days. For those watching, they're, you know, left, far left side Democratic news, believing those talking points and then seeing what happened yesterday. I think this should be a wake-up call that their news outlets are seriously out of touch with reality. And you're going to hear this over the next, well, probably 4 years. How can you elect a guy that was impeached twice? How can you elect a guy that is a convicted felon? And, you know, again, you're saying those things because you are very out of touch with reality. And that's probably because the news stations that you're watching, they're very out of touch with reality. Here's the reality. Most of the negative things that are said about our next president, President Donald Trump, those were nothing more than smear campaigns and character assassinations. We know without a doubt that the impeachments were absolute nonsense. We know that. They impeached Donald Trump for not doing what President Biden actually did, and they had that on film, and that was the quid pro quo with Ukraine. As far as being a convicted felon, come on, folks. Go back, research that case. Research all of the many, many countless charges against the man. And you'll see this was a political attempt to assassinate a person's political career. That's all that this was. And I'm just so grateful. I just want to say thank you, Lord, in our opening prayer. Thank you, Lord, that the American people in the majority were not out of touch with reality for this election. Thank you, Lord, that conservatives came out in such strong numbers and that there was a red wave, as they say, too big to rig. Man, I feel like this is turning into a rally, a political rally. I don't mean for it to be, and to pay no attention to the shirts that people are wearing behind me. It's not a political rally. I am here to say thank you, God. Thank you, God. You did this. You did this. First of all, you spared the man's life not long ago. He should be dead. But by the grace of God, here we are. So let's stand and let's go to the Lord and thank him for what he has done. And then ask him to bless us in our service tonight. Lord, that's exactly where my heart is. Thank you. And I don't have strong enough words to say it. I just cannot properly, fully convey it to you how thankful I am for what you've done. There is so much joy and hope in me. I know that no presidential candidate is the Messiah. There is one Messiah, that is you, Jesus. I know that our next president is not going to solve all of our issues. I know that our next president is not going to take care of all of our problems. I know, Lord, that you, Christ, are the Prince of Peace, and that you will come one day. You will reign in your kingdom, and that's when we'll experience our paradise on the earth for 1,000 years. That's when the perfect kingdom is coming. That's when the perfect peace is coming. That's when all of the repairs are going to be made to the earthly kingdoms. Until then, we're just thankful that you have blessed us with this wonderful, merciful opportunity to do better for the next 4 years. That the economy can be better. That a platform can be once again built from which we can shine forth the light of brighter and better morals to the world around us. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would use this moment in time, these next 4 years, for even greater things than what I am conceiving in my mind right now. I ask you to do wonderful things through Donald Trump, through his staff. Bless them. Lord, I thank you that for the next 4 years, it's going to be so much easier to pray for my government and my leaders. That's been tough for a while. Thank you, Jesus. You're so good. I appreciate you so much. And now we ask your blessing over our service as we worship you, as we give our hearts to you and allow you to speak to us and minister in our lives. Father, we pray that you would do that unrestricted, unhindered, pouring the Spirit upon us without measure. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.